We believe great journalism starts with great questions, so we're answering yours. Our next question from our Inquire Indiana segment comes from a listener who wants to know more about what happens to household pesticides.
Eric Rensberger of Bloomington wanted to know how to dispose of some leftover Roundup pesticide he had in his basement.
I wanted to get rid of it, and I thought, oh, but you can't just, like, dump it on the ground.
So, what do you do with leftover Roundup? The short answer is, you can drop it off at your local hazardous waste facility, which for Rensberger is at Monroe County Hazardous Materials in Bloomington, next to the recycling center. But Rensberger had other questions. How do they dispose of the Roundup? And how do workers that handle it stay safe? To answer these questions, we asked Scott Morgan, the operations director of the Monroe County Solid Waste Management District.
The biggest thing we take in terms of volume and commonality is paint. Paint, electronics, household cleaners, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, all those kinds of things. So a lot of things you're going to find in your garage, in your under your sink.
Morgan says when people drop off their leftover pesticides, they first have to fill out a form.
And then we're going to take it back here to a scale and weigh it so that we can quantify numerically how much we're diverting from a landfill.
If it's still able to be used and safe, it would go on a shelf where Monroe County residents can pick it up for free. If not, the whole sealed container goes in a lined 55-gallon steel drum. Once that drum is full, Morgan says, it gets shipped to Indianapolis and eventually ends up at a facility in East Liverpool, Ohio, where it's incinerated.
And the reason they do incineration versus landfilling is because once you burn it, the kind of your liability and your hazard goes away.
Morgan says the entire steel drum gets chucked in the incinerator.
They're able to pull that metal back and still recycle it after they're done.
To listener Eric Rensberger, this all sounds pretty hazardous for employees.
These people have to handle this and all kinds of other things. What precautions do they take?
Morgan says the Monroe County Hazardous Waste staff goes through training every year.
Complacency does happen on occasion, I'm sure, but it's something that we really try to pay attention to and help each other. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, don't forget to put your gloves on. What about your glasses? If safety boots are forgotten, you know, hey, don't forget to go put your safety boots on, you know, those types of things. So we really try to help each other remember to do things safely so that you go home to your family.
Morgan says the staff also gets yearly blood and urine screenings.
We do about 6 or 7 vials of blood where they're checking heavy metals, you know, everything possible where if we have an exposure in here, they're going to medically see that. Then they can treat that based on what they see.
Rensberger says coming to the hazardous waste facility was a neat experience.
I had a wonderful time. I had a great field trip.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.